free the loan. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessings. You have reigned upon our lives. Thank you for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you for making us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for connecting us with opportunities that would change our lives. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting your honor upon us. Thank you for destroying the attacks of the enemy to cut short our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is fighting our battles, giving us victories over stubborn enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the presence and operations of your Holy Spirit in us and through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the way you teach us and guide us and instruct us in righteousness and in the truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for beautifying our lives. Thank you for giving us peace on every side. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithful commitment to this ministry. You always manifest your presence and power every time we come together to pray. Thank you, for we know you will manifest yourself again tonight, and you will do great things among us. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that you take over this prayer session. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Let us pray with the utterances of the Holy Spirit. And let your name be forever glorified and exalted. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray with prayer points. But before we do that, we are going to be worshiping God with songs. All the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth, in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for Thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord, Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done, greater things, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, who is like unto thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee. Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always do in wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow. We bow before your throne. We worship. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Yes. And all will see how great, all the earth will see How great is our God. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. Yes, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name, Jesus is that man. You are the mighty man in battle. Jesus, hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. Oh Lord, hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of glory, Adonai, you are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. There is nothing you cannot do. You are covenant keeping God. You do what you say, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You can never fail us. You are covenant keeping God. You have never failed, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord, Most High. Exalted in every nation, exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord, Most High, be magnified throughout the endless ages, throughout the endless ages. You will be crowned with praises, Lord, Most High, exalted in every nation, exalted in every nation, sovereign, sovereign of all creation, Lord, Most High, be magnified. You are not a man, oh. You are not a man, oh. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man, you are not a man. Oh. You are not a man. Oh. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You're not a man. Oh. You're not a man. Oh. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You know the man. You know the man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You are not. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. King of the universe. Most High, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, all sufficient God, all sufficient God. Most High, miraculous God. Miraculous God. Most High, miraculous God. Miraculous God. Most High. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Your name desire than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Praise the King of glory. Praise the King of Israel. The Lord of lords. The Lord of hosts. The one who was and is and is to come. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. The bright morning star. Worship Him. Praise Him. There is none like Him. And no one can be like Him. He controls the whole universe. He controls times and seasons. He decrees and they appear immediately. Worship Him. Praise Him. Only Him can save. There is nothing impossible with Him. Only Him can deliver. Only Him can restore. Only Him. Only Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above kingdoms, thrones, principalities, dominions, powers. He is highly exalted, far above all, because He is the Most High God. Bless His holy name. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You for what You did on the cross of Calvary. Thank You, Lord, for Your great love upon mankind, upon Your church. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for doing more than I ask You to do. Thank You for doing for me beyond my expectations, beyond my requests, beyond my petitions. Thank You, Lord, for doing for me beyond my expectations. Thank You, Father. thank you, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for giving me more than I ask for. Thank you for doing for me things beyond my requests, things beyond my expectations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. Thank you, Father, for everything you are doing. Thank you, Father, for everything you will do. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for giving me things beyond my request. Thank you for blessing me beyond my imaginations, beyond my desires. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have given him praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for rescuing me out of darkness and for planting my feet in your light. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing me out of darkness. Thank you for pulling me out of deception, out of slavery, out of oppression, and for planting me, for establishing me in your light. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for rescuing me from darkness. Thank you for positioning me in your light, in your truth, in your ways, in your righteousness, in your will. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you because I am not deceived. I am not among those who have been deceived by the God of this world. I am not among those who have been misled into unrighteousness. I am not among those who have been enslaved by sin and worldliness. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free out of the darkness in this world. Thank you for positioning me in your light. Thank you for planting my feet in your light. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for opportunities you are sending into my life. opportunities that are meant to lift me up, opportunities that are meant to make me successful, make me prosperous. Thank you, Lord, for these opportunities you are sending into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, thank you for opportunities that you are sending into my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Opportunities that are meant to change my life. Opportunities that are meant to elevate my life. Opportunities that are meant to make me fulfill my calling and destiny. Opportunities that would make that would make my light, my light shine. Opportunities that would make the light you have placed in me rise and shine. Opportunities that would make the spiritual gifts you have given me manifest and profit God's kingdom. Thank you for sending such opportunities into my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a wisdom that sees solution when every other people are seeing problems and limitations. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom, divine wisdom, that will make me see solutions when every other people are seeing problems and limitations. Give me such wisdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me wisdom that will make me see solutions. Wisdom that will make me see solutions. Solutions in the midst of troubles, problems. In the midst of impossibilities, give me wisdom that will make me see solutions. When everyone are seeing limitations and problems, give me wisdom that will make me see the way out. When everyone are seeing confusion, give me wisdom that will make me see solutions, possibilities, breakthroughs, progress. Give me that wisdom. Give me that wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. you need wisdom from God too. To see the solutions and the way out He has placed in every situation. You know that God knows everything. God knows the details of your future. God has, He has been there before you get there. Let us take tomorrow for example. God has been through tomorrow before you. Before you go through tomorrow, God has been there. And let us take 20 years from now, for example. God has been through all those 20 years that is ahead of you. God has been through those years. So they are not new to God. They are not new to God. He is the beginning and the ending. So which means that the space of time between the beginning and the ending is in Him. Yeah. The length of time between the beginning and the ending is in Him. He has gone through all of them. He knows all of them. Oh. Yeah, so you need wisdom from God to be able to see the solutions God has placed in your situations. Because God has been in that situation before you found yourself there. Yeah, He has been there and He already has placed a way out. A blessing, a progress, a success. He has placed a lot of things in your days. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, baptize me in the spirit of wisdom that will enable me to know the things you have placed in time, the things you have placed in time before I had time to into those times. Baptize me in the spirit of wisdom. To know the things you have placed in the times ahead of me. The success you have placed there. The solutions you have placed there. The blessings you have placed there. Lord, baptize me with your spirit of wisdom. To be able to know them and discern them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the spirit of wisdom to be able to discern the solutions you have placed in the times ahead of me when I enter into those times. To be able to know the solutions to every situation. The answer to every question, the way out of every trouble, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Fill me with the spirit of wisdom to connect with the solutions you have placed in each day of my life. Fill me, O Lord, with the spirit of wisdom to connect with the direction, the instructions you have placed in every situation in each day of my life. The solutions to the problems that would confront me in the days ahead of me. Fill me with the spirit of wisdom to connect with those solutions, to discern those solutions in the name of Jesus. The way out you have placed in the days ahead of me. Lord, fill me with wisdom to see them, to know them, the way out of troubles, the way out of poverty, the way out of sufferings you have placed in the days ahead of me. For I know that you have walked through those days before I would enter into those days. Oh Lord, fill me with wisdom to know the way out of troubles, of problems, of limitations you have placed in the days ahead of me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you are the one that would create the answers you are looking for. There are some companies today that came into existence because the founder of that company at the time needed to solve a problem, and he tried all the possible means to solve that problem, but there was no solution. Yeah. Then he sat down and said, okay, if I can't find solutions to this problem, then I'm going to create one. Yeah, and then he began to contact every organization that are involved in that issue. He began to consult the authorities to get licenses, to get certificates so that he can operate what he couldn't find anyone operating. Let me make it more clear. There was a man. He's a rich man, a wealthy man, and then he wants to start sending money to African countries. And then he realized that there are so many barriers to send money from Western countries to African countries. So he realized that so many laws, policies, that is making it difficult for him to send money to African countries. So he decided that, all right, I'm going to create the solution. Yeah, he said he's going to create the solution. That is, he will create a company that would help both himself to send money to African countries and help any other person that wants to send money to African countries. And that was how his money transfer company, that was how that company came into existence today. So he never planned to start that company. He never planned to start the company. It was a problem that gave him the inspiration. Yeah. So I feel in my spirit that some of you are going to create things to solve problems. Yeah. That is, you should not be looking for available ways to solve the problems. God wants you to create the solutions yourself. Yeah, you should not be looking for, is there any company that is doing this? Is there someone that is doing this that can help me achieve this? God wants you to have a creative mindset. Yeah, a creative mindset. Yeah, so if no one has done that thing before, God wants you to be the first to do it in your environment. Yeah. If no one has ever done that before, you can be the first to start doing it in your environment. So you're going to pray. You need that creative grace, that creative ability. So some of you are looking for opportunities where you should create the opportunities. Yeah, instead of waiting for opportunities, you can create the opportunities. You can create the solutions. And in so doing, you will open doors for many other people. Yeah, so a glorious change can start from you. You can pioneer changes that has never happened in your environment for a long time. You can be the pioneer of such changes. You can be the pioneer of the great move of God in your environment, in your country. Yeah. So maybe you are looking for a church. I've not seen the right church to join. Yeah, maybe God wants you to start gathering people together, and then you gather people together, you do programs together, you study the Word of God together, you can even take some of our teachings and prayers in this ministry and use it together with those people to pray, and you people share scriptures together, worship together, praise God together. Maybe that is how the move of God will start in your environment. Maybe you are blaming pastors. You are blaming your pastors, your prophets, your apostles, all of these people, they are now corrupt. All these, our pastors, our prophets, they have now become false prophets. Nobody is preaching holiness again. Nobody is teaching righteousness. Nobody is preaching the truth. And then you just sit down and then you keep complaining and blaming everybody. Maybe God wants you to start something. Maybe God wants you to be the revivalist in your environment. Yeah, maybe God wants you to be the next pastor, the next prophet, and the next apostle. Yeah. You think all those titles are something? Titles are nothing. It's all about assignments and functions. Assignments. Titles are all about assignments. So it's not about pride or anything. Yeah. So maybe you are the pioneer. You are the one that will start the move of God in your community. Maybe God is waiting for you to make a move and stop blaming others that are not doing the work of God well. So you are going to pray. You need to have that creative mindset. Yeah. You need to think outside the box. Stop putting yourself in the box. Think outside the box. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me grace to create ways where it appears there is no way. Give me grace to create ways. Give me grace to create breakthroughs where it appears there is no way. Give me grace to create solutions, to create opportunities where they are missing. Give me the grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me the grace to create ways. It's a grace. And you can be the next pioneer of great things. You can be the next. You can be the next. Say, Lord, put on me the anointing to create ways where it appears there is no way. The anointing to create solutions where solutions are missing. The anointing to create opportunities where opportunities are missing. The anointing to create breakthroughs, both for myself and for others. In those places they are missing. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Give me the anointing. Give me the anointing. The anointing to start revival in places where revival are missing. The anointing to pioneer great things. Great things that will not stop becoming great. Great things that will last forever. The anointing to start great things. Give to me, Lord Jesus. Give to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some people have this mentality of let somebody take the lead, then me, I will follow at the back. What if God is saying that you are the one to take the lead? Yeah, they have the mentality that, I mean, they have this mentality of wanting another person to start first, then they will now follow that person at the back. What if you are the one to take the lead and others will follow you? So what if nobody will make a move until you make a move? What if everyone is waiting for you to make a move, for you to take a bold step? What if everyone in your family, they are waiting for you to make a move? What if everyone in your community are waiting for you to make a move and start something? But there you are sitting down waiting for the people waiting for you to make a move first. Yeah, you're going to pray. I believe that in this year, there are people in this ministry that will start great things. Great things they have never done before. Yeah, even great things no one in their family have done or started before. And I believe you are one of them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to take the position of leadership. God has prepared for me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to take the position of assignment, to take the position of fulfilling the assignment God has for my life and destiny. Say, I receive the grace now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Pray like that. Say, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace to take the position of leadership, the position of fulfilling assignments that God has for my life. I receive grace to take that position now. In the name of Jesus, the position of training other people to become who God wants them to be, the position of discipling other people, teaching other people, mentoring other people. Say, I receive grace to take that position, the position of leading people to Christ, leading people to follow Jesus, to serve Jesus, to obey Jesus, to please Jesus. I receive grace to take that position now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are some businesses that has a lot to do with creativity. Yeah. The more creative you are, the more you will succeed in that career or in that profession or skill or talent. Yeah. Maybe your greatness is connected to your creativity. How creative you are. You can manifest creativity in so many ways, both in secular things and in spiritual things. Yeah, you can be very creative in writing. can be very in preaching. Yeah, you can be very creative in teaching. Yeah, you are going to pray. Even in selling things, advertising things, you can be very creative. Even in manufacturing products, you can be very creative. You're going to place your right hand on your head. To be creative is to bring out new things that is not in existence. New things, to say something nobody has said before. To do something nobody has done before. And the world, the whole world is waiting for new things. A lot of people are already tired of old things, common things. They want to see something new, something they have not seen before, or something that has been very long anyone did such things. So you are going to pray. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Holy Spirit, bring forth from my life great creativities that would make me great and successful. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring forth from within me great creativity that would make me great and successful. That would make me great and excel. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, bring forth from within me new things. New things. That would make me great and successful. The Holy Spirit, bring forth from within me new ideas, new inspiration, new understanding. That would make me great and successful in life and calling and destiny. New strategies. Great creativity. Let it come forth from within me. Let it spring forth from within me. New things. New ideas, new understanding, new knowledge, new revelations that would make me great, new inspiration that would make me great and successful and prosperous in life, calling, and destiny. Holy Spirit, do it now. Do it now. Kesheheku and the halabala, the hashesh the teketalabala. Do it now. Holy Spirit, do it now. Let great creativity, unusual, uncommon creativity, spring forth from within me right now. New ideas, new inspiration, new knowledge, new wisdom. New understanding, new revelation, new strategies, new skills that would make me into a great and successful and an excellent person in my generation. In the name of Jesus. New things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You need to be strong in the ability to hear from God. Now, you need to be strong in the ability to hear from God. It will help you to be very wise and creative. Yeah, people who hear from God, they are always creative people. Yeah, you can study about the prophets in the scriptures and study how they wrote their prophecies. You will see how poetic their writings are. Even in their writings, you will see creativity there. The way they put the words together. Yeah. It's so unique. The way Ezekiel did his own, the way Jeremiah did his own, the way Isaiah did his own, even the way David wrote the Psalms. Even Solomon wrote the Proverbs. Yeah, you will see creativity in their writings. Yeah. So if you hear from God a lot, you will be creative. Yeah, you will be creative. And you will be very wise. If you are the type that hears from the Lord always, you will be very wise. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put on me grace to be able to hear clearly from you. Say, Father, put on me grace to be able to hear clearly from you. If you only get dreams from God and you can't even understand those dreams, you can't even interpret the dreams, you still have a long way to go. Yeah, it means you still can't hear from God. Because dreams are symbols. They are parables. Dreams are not always straightforward in their meanings or interpretations. Yeah. So if all you get from God is just dreams, you are not yet there. You still have a long way to go in hearing from God. Because even that is incomplete way of hearing from God. Yeah, because you still need someone who has the ability to hear from God and to understand spiritual things to help you look at those dreams. And help you bring out the mind of God in those dreams. So what if a dream carries an urgent message and you can't even contact the person. You can't contact the person that has the grace to show you the interpretation of the dream, or you happen to go and contact the wrong person, and the person gives you a different meaning, a different interpretation of the dream. That means, pertaining to the message of God in that dream, you are lost forever, because you are being told a different meaning from what God really is saying to you through the dream. Yeah, so it's so important that you receive this ability. Yeah. And don't think God is speaking to you because you only, you know, while you only get dreams. Yeah. Don't think God is speaking to you while all you get from Him is just dreams. And you still have a long way to go. That is incomplete communication. Yeah. Of course, God speaks through dreams, but it is incomplete. It's not complete. You need complete communication, not incomplete. Yeah. So if you're going to pray, there are other ways God speaks. It's not only dreams. And when you are strong in those other ways, you'll be able to interpret your dreams by yourself. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to be able to hear clearly from you. Give me grace. Give me grace to be able to hear from you expressly. Expressly. Not just a little, not just when you hear little words from the Holy Spirit or little sentence. You can hear from the Holy Spirit expressly. Yeah, just the way I'm talking, just the way I've been talking since morning. It's morning. Just the way I've been talking since the beginning of this prayer session. You can have the Holy Spirit talking to you for over an hour. For over 1 hour, for over 2 hours. You can have the Holy Spirit talk to you expressly. And you would even be able, at a point, you can even ask questions and get answers from Him. All you need is to ask for the grace. Say, oh Lord, give me grace to hear clearly from you. Grace to hear expressly from you. Give me that grace. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Grace to hear from you expressly, not bit by bit, but expressly and clearly, not confusing, not in a confusing way, but in a very clear way. Give me grace, O Lord, to hear from you. Give me grace to hear from you. Give me grace to discern, to be able to discern your mind. Give me grace, O Lord, to be able to discern your intentions in all things. The grace to discern your mind in all things. Give me the grace, O Lord. Give me the grace, O Lord. Give me the grace, O Lord, to hear your voice clearly and expressly. To hear your voice clearly and expressly. Give me the grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, whenever I teach on hearing from God, yeah, some people feel like it is only meant for prophets, for anointed pastors, anointed men of God, apostles. Yeah, they feel like they can't have that ability. It's a lie. You can hear from God very clearly. Yeah, very clearly. So you need to change your mind. And you need to pursue after that grace. Yeah, there was a brother that was desperate for this grace to hear from God. Yeah. And what made him become desperate was that he realized that almost everybody in the fellowship would say, God told me this. God told me that. The Holy Spirit said this. And it would look like, I mean, when everyone is saying, God said this to me, God told me this, and he would feel left out. He would feel left behind. So he was like, no, I also need this grace. How can I be a child of God and I will not be able to say, God told me this. God told me that. So he decided to went on a fast. I mean, he decided to go on a fast. And he began to seek the Lord. He fasted until he would be able to hear from God. Yeah, and eventually, God gave him the grace. I think he fasted for maybe 100 days or so, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, and then God began to speak to him. And in fact, God began to speak to him about people. So meaning that he even got more than what he asked for. You know, he needed the grace to hear from God for himself. To hear from God for his own personal consumption. But then God also gave him grace to hear about other people. And he began to give prophecies and word of knowledge, and God was touching many lives through that grace upon him. So the reason why I'm saying this is that if you can also pursue after this grace, you will have it. You will have it if you are desperate for it. If you are desperate for it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something in my brain. Do something in my spirit and in my mind that will enable me to hear from you easily. So, oh Lord, do something in my spirit. Do something in my mind that will enable me hear from you easily. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. There is a surgery that will happen to your mind. There's a surgery, a surgical operation that Jesus will do in your brain, in your spirit. And you'll be able to hear him expressly and easily. Say, oh Lord, do your surgery in me. Do your surgery in my spirit. Do your surgery in my brain. That will enable me hear from you easily. In the name of Jesus. Do something to me. Do something to me, Lord. Do something in me that will enable me hear from you easily and expressly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, touch me and correct every part of me the enemy have damaged. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, touch me now and correct every part of me the enemy have damaged. Restore every part of me the enemy have damaged. Heal every part of me the enemy has damaged. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nihashte tehasesela. Nehajishemetodia. De teketashtanala. Touch me, Lord. O Lord of hosts, touch me now. Touch me now. The Lord is touching you right now. Pray. Say, oh Lord of hosts, touch me and correct every part of me that is damaged by darkness, damaged by the enemy. Correct them now. Heal them now. Restore them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put your signs in my body. Through which you can gain my attention. and draw me to your presence and speak to me. Yeah, God can put his signs in your body. Yeah, such that when you feel those signs in your body, you will understand that God is telling you to do something at that moment you are feeling that sign in your body. Yeah, you will understand that God is calling you to leave whatever you are doing and go into prayer. You will understand that that signal is for you to carry out a specific task, a spiritual task. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, put your signs in my body through which you will get my attention and draw me into your presence to hear from you and to do spiritual operations. Lord, put your signs in my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your body can transmit divine signals. Your body, all the parts of your body, they can transmit signals from heaven. They can transmit signals from the angels, from the angels of God. Say, oh Lord, put your signs in my body through which you can get my attention and draw me into your presence and speak to me and make me do spiritual operations. Oh Lord, put your signs in my body through which I can get messages, warnings, instructions, corrections. Oh Lord, put your signs in my body to help me align with your will better, to help me follow your will better. Put your signs in my body system, in every part of my body, so that you'll be able to control me through those signs. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you an example of these signs that God can put in your body. Sometimes I might not really know if I should do something or not. Yeah, I might not really know if I should go ahead on an issue or not. Now, but let's say God doesn't want me to go ahead with that thing. I can just see my head shaking. You know the way you shake your head, like when you disagree with something, you know the way you shake your head sideways, left, right, or right, left. The way you shake your head when you disagree with something. Yeah, I can just see my head shaking involuntarily, not that I am the one shaking it. So, and that is a sign that that thing is no-go area. Or I should say, that's a sign that I should not go ahead with that thing. That's an example of God putting his signs in your body. There are many ways God can put his signs in your body. And you'll be able to know exactly what he's saying. And those signs will never confuse you or mislead you. So you're going to pray that prayer again. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, put your signs in my body to help me align with your will better than before. Say, Father, put your signs in my body to help me align with your operations, with what you are doing. Put your signs in my body. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, there are times I would want to stand up and go and do something, but my body will not stand. My body will just sit while I want to stand. And the meaning is that God is saying, it's not yet time to do that thing. Spend more time here. Sit more. Or something like that. Yeah. And those things are very powerful. If God can lead you that way, you will always do everything perfectly. Yeah, and no one will find fault. No one will find any fault in you. So, oh Lord, put your signs in my body. Put your signs in my body. To align me with your will. To help me align with your will better than ever before. To help me align with your operations on earth better than ever before. Put your signs in my body. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to add works to my faith. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. Just as body without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead. You're going to say, Father, teach me to add works to my faith. That is, teach me to put my faith into action. teach me to show God and heaven and the angels that I have faith. You have to show that you have faith. That's how the kingdom of God works. You have to show that you have faith. You have to show it by works. It has to show in your words. It has to show in your actions that you have faith. Until you show that you have faith, that faith will not work. So we don't just have faith in our minds. We have to confess. We have to confess words that shows that we have faith. We have to take actions that shows that we have faith. We have to make moves that shows that we have faith. We have to do things that shows that we have faith. So you are going to say, Father, teach me to add works to my faith, so that my faith can produce undeniable results. Teach me to add works to my faith. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to add works to my faith. Teach me to take risks. Adding works to your faith also involves taking risk. Yeah, teach me to take risks. Because I have faith. Teach me to go out and do things nobody has ever done. To show my faith, to demonstrate my faith. Teach me, Father. Teach me to do the works of faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let new revelations that will glorify my relationship with you begin to come to me. New revelations that will strengthen my relationship with you begin to come to me. Begin to come to me. New revelations. New revelations. You can be getting new revelations every day. New revelations from God every day. Every day. So, oh Lord, let new revelations that will strengthen my walk with you, that will glorify my relationship with you, begin to come to me. Powerful revelations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Powerful revelations. Powerful revelations. Life-changing revelations. Great revelations. Lord, let them begin to come to me. Let them begin to come to me. Revelations that would draw me closer to you. Revelations that will make me become like you. O Lord, send them to me. In the name of Jesus. New revelations. New revelations. New revelations. That will glorify my intimacy with you. New revelations that will glorify my relationship with you. Lord, send them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I realize that many Christians, they like shallow, they like to practice shallow Christianity. When it comes to spiritual things, they don't want to go deep in spiritual things, deep into spiritual things of God. Yeah, they just like to stay at the edges. Yeah, even this prayer session that we do, I mean this midnight prayer session that we do, some of you just stay at the edges. You don't take seriously the things that I say here. How do I know? I found out how I would ask some of our members something similar to what I have mentioned in the prayer session, and they will respond as if they were not even in the prayer session. Yeah, they would. They would respond as if they never heard anything that I said. Yeah, so I concluded that they were not hearing anything. So I was just speaking and they were not hearing. They only have what they want to hear. So they have selected those things they want to hear from me. Any other thing, they don't care. Yeah, about them. Yeah, that is shallow Christianity. Yeah, so why should you love shallow Christianity? Yeah. Why are you not pressing in for more? Why should you be satisfied to be on the edges, to be shallow concerning the knowledge of God, concerning the knowledge of the things of God? Yeah, in fact, some people they join prayer sessions like this just to recharge their spirit. So they felt like I've not really prayed very well on my own, so let me just join the prayer session and recharge. You know, just as you recharge your battery, when your phone battery is going down. Yeah, when the battery of your phone is going down, then you plug it to electricity to charge it. That is what some of us do. We join prayer sessions just to kind of warm up our spirit or charge our spirit because we have not really gotten time to pray personally. Yeah. But the details of those prayers, you don't even pay attention. Or you don't even work on them. For instance, I've talked on you pursuing grace to hear from God. Some people here will leave after we are done with the prayer. And they will never even think about pursuing that grace. I don't know if you are getting my point. Yeah, so that is shallow Christianity. When you feel like some things don't belong to you in Christ, you feel like it belongs to some people, it doesn't belong to you. That is shallow Christianity. When you ignore some other details of the things of God, and you just pick some few ones and say you are comfortable, you are okay with those few, that is shallow Christianity. Yeah. And that will take you nowhere. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from shallow Christianity or shallow Christian living. Deliver me from shallow Christian living. Help me to go deep in the things of you. To go deep in the things of your kingdom, in the things of the Spirit. Help me to go deep. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. How many years do we have to live in this world that we should just waste them on practicing shallow Christianity? How many years do you have left to live on earth? And why should you waste the remaining days of your life on earth on shallow Christianity? Say, oh Lord, deliver me from whatever spirit that is not making me pursue more, seek for more that is in you. Deliver me from that spirit. Deliver me from such spirit. Any spirit that is making me feel comfortable with the little things I have learned about you and your kingdom. Any spirit that is making me feel like I don't need to press in for more of the things that are in you. Lord, deliver me from such spirit. Help me to go deep in knowing you. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me to exalt spiritual things more than physical things. Help me to promote spiritual things more than physical things. Help me to care more for spiritual things than physical things. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You need power as a Christian. You need to walk in power. The Bible told us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Yeah, that is immediately the Holy Ghost come upon you, then you will become powerful. Yeah, that is what it means. Immediately the Holy Ghost come upon you. Yeah, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Yeah, because the Holy Ghost comes with power. The Holy Ghost is a spirit of power. So he comes with power. And you shall receive power when he comes upon you. You need power. That is how you will be able to succeed in life. That is how you'll be able to live a holy life. You need power. That is how you will be able to pursue God in a very serious way. You need power. Yeah, to do anything right, you need power. To walk with God, you need power. To please God, you need power. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, come upon me with power. Come upon me and fill me with power. Fill me with power. There are a lot of spiritual things you will never be able to do well without power. Even to get revelations from the Bible, as you are studying the Bible, for you to get new revelations from the Bible, you need power. So you need power for a lot of things in your Christian journey. Raise up your right hand, say, Holy Spirit, come upon me with power. Fill me with power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to be a powerful Christian. This power the Bible talks about here is personal. That is, it is what the Holy Ghost gives you as a person to be able to do many things right, many things for God. Yeah, it says you will be my witnesses after you have received that power. So many things will not be easy without power. Many things will not go well without power. So you need power. You must be filled with power. So, Holy Spirit, come upon me with power. Come upon me with power. To conquer demons, you need power. To cast out devils, you need power. To please God, to conquer sin, you need power. To overcome temptations, you need power. So, Holy Spirit, come upon me. Empower me. Empower me. Empower me. right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come upon me with power. The hashtag Jesus. Pray. Holy Spirit, come upon me with power and fill me with power. Power that will make me do impossible things. Thank you, Lord. Power that will make me do impossible things. Power that will make me do what my human strength and wisdom can never do. Holy Spirit, come upon me with power and fill me with power. Thank you, Lord. The difference between the Holy Ghost you get when you give your life to Christ, yeah, and the Holy Ghost that makes you speak in tongues, pray in tongues, cast out devils, preach the gospel with confidence and boldness. The difference is power. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost that comes with power. Yeah, there's another one that might not really come with much power. You need power. So Holy Ghost, come upon me with power. Fill me with power. Change my life with your power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You see, when you have power, you will know that you have power. It's similar to the people that practice witchcraft and the people they call witch doctors or magicians. Yeah, they can boast of their power because they know that they have power. I mean, they know when they have power. In fact, they know where those powers are located in their bodies or wherever they have injected or tied those powers. And they know when they have lost their powers. So they know when they have power. And they know when they have lost their powers. So the same with Christians. When you are powerful, you will know that you are powerful. Yeah. You will know. When you have power to bring the dead back to life, you will know that you have that power. Now, when you have power to do mighty miracles, you will know that you have that power. When you have power to make wealth, to produce riches and wealth, you will know. You will know. That's one thing about power. Those that have it, they will know that they have it. Or they know that they have it. And those that don't have, they know they don't have. Yeah. So you need power to be able to do anything for God successfully, or anything in the line of fulfilling your purpose successfully. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me God's power and remain in that power. Yeah. You can be powerful today and not be powerful tomorrow. So the Holy Spirit is able to teach you how to remain in God's power. How to remain connected to God's power. Because it's something that you will know. It's something that you can literally feel that the power is there. You will know it. Yeah, and then it's how to how to remain connected to the flow of God's power. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me the things to do to lay hold of God's power and to remain in the flow of God's power, to remain connected to God's power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The hashu Jesus leah, bahashte teketashla. Holy Spirit, teach me sacrificial things to do, selfless things to do. To lay hold of God's power and to remain in that power. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Teach me, Holy Spirit, how to lay hold of God's power and how to remain in the flow of His power forever. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You see, there are Christians that can never be defeated because they have grown to the point where they can never be defeated in battle. There are Christians that can never suffer failure. There are Christians that can never be poor. There are Christians that can never be oppressed. They can never be sick. They can never have accidents. And so many things, so many negative things in the world can never happen to them. Why? Because they have learned how to remain in God's power. How to remain connected to God's power. How to walk in victory. How to remain in the realm of victory. They have learned that. And that is why others will be suffering and they will not. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, teach me to separate myself, to consecrate myself from the worldly things. So that I can walk in power and victory. So, oh Lord, teach me to separate myself without absolute consecration from the things of the world. You can't walk in power and victory. You might walk in it maybe once in a while, it cannot be consistent. Say, Father, teach me to cut off myself from the cares of this world, from the pollution in this world, from the corruption in this world, so that I can walk in your power and victory all the time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, teach me. Teach me to consecrate myself. Teach me to consecrate myself. Thank you, Lord. Teach me to separate myself from the things that defiles. Teach me to separate myself from the pollution that is in this world, the corruption that is in this world, the confusion that is in this world, the distraction that is in this world, so that I can walk in victory in all the days of my life. Teach me, Lord, to separate myself. Teach me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. To walk in power, you must pray without ceasing. You must pray without ceasing. Yeah, that is how to remain connected to the flow of God's power. You must learn to pray without ceasing. That is, you are always praying. Even when you are talking to people, in your heart, you are praying. In your spirit, you are praying. Even while your body is doing some chores, your spirit man is praying. You are always in the spirit. That is how to remain in God's power forever. So you are going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray without ceasing. So Holy Spirit, help me to pray without ceasing. So that I can remain in God's power. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray without ceasing. Teach me to pray without ceasing. Help me to pray without ceasing. That is, without stopping. Without ceasing. C-E-A-S-I-N-G. Without stopping. Help me to always be in prayer so that I can always be in power. Help me to always be in prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, to walk in power, you must keep the faith. Yeah, not just have faith, but keep the faith. Yeah, some people, they had faith at some point in their lives. But they couldn't keep that faith. Yeah. So to walk in power, you must keep the faith. That is, there must not be a time that you have no faith or that you are weak in faith. There must not be a time. Yeah, there must not be a time that you lose faith or that you are weak in faith. That is how to walk in power. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, train me to keep the faith that will sustain me in God's power. Say, Holy Spirit, train me. Yeah, when it comes to keeping the faith, it's more than teaching, it's training. Yeah, when it comes to you keeping faith, keeping your faith strong, you have to be trained. For that is more than teaching. You have to be trained. So Holy Spirit, train me to keep the faith that will sustain me in God's power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It's not easy to keep the faith. Yeah, but if you can, your life can never remain the same again. Your life will be so full of supernatural events if you can keep the faith always. Say, Holy Spirit, train me to keep the faith that is able to sustain me in God's power. Train me, Holy Spirit, such that there will never be a time that my faith is weak, such that there will never be a time that I don't have faith. Holy Spirit, train me to keep the faith that will sustain me in God's power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are grateful for this moment of prayer. Thank you for how you have led us to pray. Thank you for the things you have made us to understand during the course of this prayer session. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I want everyone here to be powerful Christians. So powerful that the enemy cannot defeat. So powerful that sin and worldliness cannot defeat. Lord, in your mercy, make everyone here powerful. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, in your mercy, release your power into every life here right now. In the name of Jesus. Power to do impossible things. Let it come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Power to possess your possessions, power to become who God says you are. Receive now in Jesus' name power to pray without ceasing, power to live holy and righteous. Receive now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your days of limitations are over. Your days of weakness are over. Your days of captivity are over. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord shall help you. The hand of the Lord shall support you. The hand of the Lord shall lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Those of you who joined the prayer session with a sickness or disease in your body, as you be leaving the prayer session now, you shall not find the sickness anymore. You shall not find the disease anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen.